The Mishnah on Daf Memhei reads Kol haniskalim nitlim divrei lozav v'chachamim amon enu nitla elah magadei for oved avodah zarah. Aish tolun also upon of klapei ha'am va'ish upaneo klapei ha'eitz divrei lozav v'chachamim amon omim ha'ish nitla v'ein ha'ish nitlis. So in the halacha of Rebbe Lozav that kol haniskalim nitlim, so we can clear, is it a separate independent halacha of tliya? Or is tliya an integral part of skila? That skila has two things. It's skila and then afterwards tliya. And it's when it's part of the seder haskila, because the kiyum skila is not only a way of killing and executing the one who's chayiv misa, but it's a special kiyum skila. You see from the Gemara in Daf Memhei that the Gemara says that if the person died after the tchia, throwing him off, that there's a gzeiras hakosav, oh yora yora, that the hitting the ground itself is considered skila, and therefore you don't have to do anything else. But see, were it not for that, you would have done skila with stones, even though the person already died. So you see that the kiyum, there's a separate kiyum skila. Not only as the means of execution. And according to Chachamim, it's clear that it's not an integral part of the skila, because the older one who get it are Megadef and Ovid of Azara, who are Nitla. So so you see that it's a separate halacha. There's a halacha of skila, and then there's a separate halacha, in these cases, namely in Ovid Azara and Megadef, that they get Tliya. And if you look in the Rambam counts Tliya and Skila as two separate mitzvahs. But this could be because the Rambam passes like Chachamim, who hold only Megadef and Avazoda and Nitla. So you see that it's not just an integral part of the Skila. It's a separate halacha. So, and the Nafka Mina could be, what if a person was Mechuyev Skila, and he ran away and they killed him with a different way? They shot arrows at him, they killed him. Is there a separate halacha still to do Tliya? Because if we say that the Tliya is part of the Chelik of the Skila, since this person wasn't Niskal, and there would be no din tliya. But if we say tliya is a separate chiyuv, that somebody's chayiv skila also gets tliya, and it's not part of the etzem kiyum skila, so this person, since he was chayiv skila, even though the way he died was not implemented to skila, there would still be a chiyuv to do tliya. Now, the Gemara in Sota says that Miyom Shechava Beis Hamikdash, Gemara in Sota Dav Ches, Afal Pi Shebotlo Sanhedrin Din Abba Mishas Lo Botlo, that Min Hashemayim, the person, if it's Chayiv Mishin, it's Chayiv Skila, O Nofel Min Hagag, O Chayiv Dor Soso, and so on. And Tosis says, Mishin is Chayiv Skila, Maksim Perakah Soiches HaPoilu, Gemara Ba Metziah, the Beloz of Shimon Havi Tofis, Ganve Yumachad Pogobahu Koivis Amalhu Tafsu Visakfuhu Vikobochi Amal Lo Rebi Adyevilacha Shu Ubno Bolu Navamurasa Biyome Kipurim. So that he was really Minashemayim, he was Chayev Skila because he was over, he was boiled in Nara Murasa, which is Mechayev Skila. So, even though Abba Mises bottle, but Din Abba Mises, you know, that Min HaShemayim, they give him something similar. And this person was, and they hung him, so Rashi says, because because kol haniskol nitlim. So this was also a kiyum of the skila. So Biskarov is bothered by this, but according to what we've said, that since skila tliya is part of the skila, it's kiyum of the skila, so therefore that's considered that he got minashimayim, he got skila. And it could be, therefore, that Rabbi Loza and Chachamim, Lishitasim, where the woman, and Isha, is Nitlais, because according to Rabbi Loza, that Kolon is called Nitlim, so therefore it's part of the Skila, so then a woman also gets Skila, because and gets Tlia. But according to Chachamim, that's only Megadif and over the Zava, so it's not Evi Niskolim, so it's not an integral part of the Skila, so then it could be that it's only a man and not a woman. This is my own. This is my sefer on Birkas Yitzchak on Sanhedrin.